You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Lord have mercy, the flippity flip flop that just won't stop. I'm Matt the Cat, where it's at, your old Rockola jukebox operator, welcoming you back to the place where there's sawdust on the floor. The whiskey flows like water, the women are oh so friendly, and the music rocks to the light of day. I'm talking about Rosie's Juke Joint, home to the world famous Juke in the Back. And on this week's Juke in the Back, baby, we're going to focus on one of the greatest rhythm and blues record labels of all time. Straight out of New York City, it's Bobby Robinson and his Red Robin record label. Now, a highlight of featuring a label like Red Robin Records is that you get a real variety of their releases. For example, you want instrumentals with screaming saxophones? We got them. You want great top-notch vocal groups straight out of New York City? Oh, yeah. Baby, you want down-home blues? You'll find that on Red Robin Records as well. Bobby Robinson had such a fantastic ear, a real love for music, and a knack for business. He was the whole package. It all started in 1946 when Bobby Robinson moved up from Union, South Carolina, to settle down in New York. He started his own record store, first called Bobby's Record Shop, on the corner of 8th Avenue and 125th Street in Harlem. He was actually the first African-American business to open up there on 125th Street. So there he is, an African-American business right on the cusp of Harlem, specializing in rhythm and blues and catering to a black clientele. Bobby Robinson introduced the black community in Harlem to so many fantastic records of the day. In fact, when Ahmet Erdogan and Herb Abramson were setting up Atlantic Records, they were talking to Bobby about what was selling, what was hip, and what was going down. By the early 1950s, Bobby was ready to expand his business. Instead of just selling records, he wanted to open up his own record label, produce the sides, and then issue them locally. So based on his last name, he started Robin Records. And for his first release, he got the screaming saxophonist Morris Land into the studio to cut two sides. The ballad Ghost Town, which is fantastic, but I'm going to flip it over to its jumping side. Named after Bobby Robinson himself, here's Bobby's Boogie kicking off this week's Juke in the Back, featuring the great Red Robin label. Remember, it was just called Robin Records at this time. Let's kick it off with Morris Land and Band and Bobby's Boogie. Earthquake from Charlie Singleton, another great saxophonist, championed by Bobby Robinson on Robin Records, issued in 1952. Now, Singleton, who was born in Kansas City in 1930, went to the same high school, that would be Lincoln High School, that Charlie Parker went to in KC. They even had the same band teacher. At the age of 19 in 1949, he moved to New York to begin gigging around the city, and by the early 50s, he was starting to make records, like that one there, on this week's feature, Robin Records. So at this point in 1952, just as Bobby Robinson's Robin Records is getting going, he is 35 years old. He had already served his country during World War II, and he would go on to produce million-selling records for Wilbert Harrison, Gladys Knight and the Pips, Elmore James, and even have a hand in the creation of hip-hop music as he recorded the first records from Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five, Spoonie G, The Treacherous Three, and many more. But before all that could happen, let's go back to his first great discovery, a young teenage group out of Harlem. They called themselves the Mellow Moods. They consisted of five 13 and 14-year-olds, with the great Buddy Wooten on lead vocal. Now, when you listen to this record, you'll hear what I mean when I say that Buddy's vocals are very distinct. Once you've heard this song, you'll never forget it. Bobby Robinson issued two singles by the Mellow Moods. Their first release, Robin 104, was I Couldn't Sleep a Wink Last Night. It was only issued on the 78 RPM format. But their second single, Where Are You, Now That I Need You, was issued on both the 78 and 45 RPM formats. If you have one of these original pressings, they're worth thousands. Keep in mind, if you find one of these on Red Robin Records, it's a reissue, because the label was still called Robin Records when this single came out. But soon after, Bobby would be forced to change the name to Red Robin Records because there was a lawsuit threatened by a country label called Robin Records. But now, cats and kittens, here's one of those showstoppers. A fine rhythm and blues vocal group record that might not be perfect in chops, but is superb on its execution. It is one of the finest and most memorable vocal group records of all time. Here are the Mellow Moods with Where Are You, Now That I Need You? I'm Matt the Cat, and this is the Juke in the Back.
Where are you now that I need you now?
I could cry.
Where
The great Red Prysock laying down that tenor sound so you feel it all around. That's Wiggles, issued on Red Robin Records in 1952. Now Prysock, who was making big waves in 1952 as a member of Tiny Bradshaw's band, played on Bradshaw's memorable hit, Soft. He was also playing with Tiny Grimes. I think he liked band leaders named Tiny. In 54, though, he would sign a deal with Mercury Records and issue one of the jumpinest, jivinest, early rock and roll tenor screaming songs with Hand Clappin'. Here, thanks to Bobby Robinson, we get to hear him leading his own band, the House Rockers, through Wiggles. Up next, another vocal group who would end up scoring hits for RCA Records a couple of years later, but they had their first recordings on Bobby Robinson's Red Robin label. They are the Dewdroppers, featuring J.C. Ginyard, who originally was from South Carolina, just like Bobby Robinson, but formed the Dewdroppers up in Harlem, New York. Their first of two sides for the Red Robin label was issued in September of 1952 and was a belated sequel to the Domino's 1951 smash 60 Minute Man. It's Can't Do 60 No More, baby. The Dewdroppers.
Yes, I love you, baby, but I can't do 60 no more.
Don't you are, don't you are.
Yes, I love you, baby, but I can't do 60 no more.
Don't you are, don't you are.
Yes, a short 30 minutes, all that I can afford. When I first met you, baby, I thought that you were sweet in my head. Went to spinning and you swept me off my feet. Yes, I love you, baby, can't do 60 no more.
Don't you are, don't you are.
Here's a short 30 minutes, all that I can afford. When I first met you, baby, I took you for myself. But I found out, baby, that you love somebody else. I love you, baby, can't do 60 no more. Here's a short 30 minutes, all that I can afford.
Yes, I love you, baby, but I can't do 60 no more. Love you, baby, but I can't do 60 no more.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Here's a short 30 minutes.
Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, David Ayers, Thomas Huber, Joe Metzger, Bernie Rossman, Barry from Riverside, and contributors Mark and Marion McAlpine, Ken Farger, Gail Kuntz, Michael Carey, Pamela Isabel, H. Scott Prosterman. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
Thank you.
by the great New Orleanian champion Jack Dupree with Stumblin' Block Blues. Dupree, like this next cat, began recording in 1940, first for the OK label, making a real name for himself as a fantabulous boogie-woogie pianist. That was his first of only three records for the Red Robin label, and man, I really dig that sound. I'm Matt the Cat, and you're digging on the Juke in the Back, 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues. This truly is the soul that came before rock and roll. And this week I'm focusing the entire hour on a great rhythm and blues label out of New York City. It's Bobby Robinson's Red Robin Records. Now, just like champion Jack Dupree, this next cat, Sonny Terry, had been around for quite a while. He was born blind in Greensboro, Georgia, and first hit the scene in 1938 at the Carnegie Hall Spirituals to Swing concert. Throughout his career, he appeared on and off with the great blues guitarist Brownie McGhee. Those guys recorded some great records solo and together. Now let's hear Sonny Terry blowing his heart out. He's listed on the label as Sonny Hootin' Terry. That's because of all the whooping he does during his records. Here's one I want you to dig on now, cats and kittens. It's Harmonica Hop.
Yourself. cause you ain't done nothing but driving a ride to somebody else. Never miss your water when you got plenty. Miss it when your well goes dry. Never miss your woman while she's with you. You'll miss her when she says goodbye. Please don't dog your woman when you know you've done wrong yourself. Because you ain't doing nothing but driving a ride to somebody else. Yes, I know. Let me tell you about it.
Walter Brown McGee, born in Knoxville, Tennessee in 1915, was the older brother to Granville Styx McGee, who we know from Drinkin' Wine, Spuddy-Uddy, One Monkey Don't Stop No Show, and many other great tunes for Atlantic Records in the early 1950s. Walter Brown, or Brownie as he was nicknamed, developed polio at the age of 4, and his little brother Granville had to push him around in a cart with a stick. That's how he got the name Styx McGee. But we're not talking about Styx. We're talking about Brownie, who moved to New York in 1942 and hooked up with the great blind harpist Sonny Terry, who we heard right before that record. Now, Sonny's playing harp on Brownie's record, Don't Dog Your Woman Around, and Brownie's playing guitar on Sonny's record, Harmonica Hop, which you heard right before Brownie McGee. Both of these cats were well established before Bobby Robinson started recording them in 1952 and 53 for his Red Robin Records out of New York. And of course, Red Robin Records is the feature on this week's Juke in the Back. Up next, we have Bobby Robinson's most prolific group, the Vocaliers. These teenagers from Harlem recorded 5 singles for Red Robin Records. This one, Is It a Dream, was their second Red Robin release in March of 53. It was also a national hit, topping out at number 4 on the rhythm and blues lists. This was Bobby Robinson's second national hit. The first one belonged to the Mellow Moods with Where Are You, Now That I Need You, which went to number 7 in 52. We heard that one a few minutes ago. The Vocaliers and the Mellow Moods are connected one other way as well. You see, 3 members of the Mellow Moods and 1 member of the Vocaliers, Herman Curtis, went on to form the Solitaires. Here are the Vocaliers with their big number 4 record, Is It a Dream, featuring Joe Duncan on lead vocal. I'm Matt the Cat, and you're digging the Juke in the Back, 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues.
A dream of my lost dream. Oh, is she real? Oh, is she real?
Darling, so real to me.
Is it a lie? Again, is
love that way. Yes, it seems easy a dream, long lost dream. Your love always be real, so real to me when I walk your call.
Konnichiwa.
And you left me with a dream. Oh, oh yes, it's a dream. But one day it'll be real. Oh, it seems easy, a dream. Long lost dream, your love always be real, so real to me. Well, I woke, you've gone, it's
gone, it's
and you left me with a dream. Oh, oh yes, it's a dream. But one day be real. Oh, it seems easy, a
record, The Serenaders with Will She Know. Now, most of the vocal groups on the Red Robin label were from Harlem, but not The Serenaders. They actually hailed from Detroit and feature Theron T-Man Hill on lead vocal on that one, and man, he sounds great. Red Robin issued Will She Know in May of 53. Now, the Serenaders recorded for no less than 8 record labels as the Serenaders. Then they later changed their name to the Royal Jokers and recorded for 8 more labels. These guys really got around. Will She Know was their only release for Red Robin Records, the feature on this week's Juke in the Back. Up next, some gospel. From a group called the Blind Wonders of Washington, D.C. Here is their 1953 Red Robin release, Night Prayer. I'm Matt the Cat, and this is the Juke in the Back.
This is my night prayer. As I go to sleep, I'm trusting you, Lord, that my soul would keep every morning when I rise. Over danger is on ahead. Oh, I'm asking you, Lord, be at my side, Heavenly Father.
Now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week we're featuring Red Robin Records, and we're going to hear one from a gal who can really shout the blues, Sadie Burch. This was Red Robin number 121, and the only record that Sadie Burch recorded for the label. It came out in 1953. Here's The Man I Crave. This week's Great 78, Sadie Burch with the Kelly Owens Orchestra.
Hey!
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
Velvets with I, spinning off of Red Robin Records from 1953. That's another group from Harlem, New York, where Bobby Robinson and Red Robin Records were based. It features Charles Sampson on lead, and it's kind of a strange arrangement. Well, one thing, because the song is just called I. But also, for a ballad of its type, it has a pretty strong backbeat. That's not commonly found of vocal group records of that tempo. It came out in November of 53 and then was reissued by Pilgrim Records, a label out of Boston, in May of 56. Pilgrim bought the rights to reissue several Red Robin singles, and actually the last two singles I'm going to play on this week's show were both reissued by Pilgrim in 56. Oh, like this one, by the Scarlets. Here's Dear One, which came out originally in 1954 on this week's Juke in the Back featured label, Red Robin Records.
Every night, every day. Please say you'll be mine. Tell me that you love me too.
Time favorites, The Scarlets with Dear One from 1954 off this week's feature, Red Robin Records. Unfortunately, we only have time for one more record, and it's from the end of 1954. Now, Bobby Robinson would issue four more singles in 1955 and only three singles in 1956 before officially closing down Red Robin. In the summer of 56, he would start Whirling Disc Records and record more great New York vocal groups like the Channels. But Whirling Disc would only last until mid-57. Then he'd move on to Fury Records, which was his most successful label, recording more great rhythm and blues and vocal groups, most notably Wilbert Harrison and the number one smash, Kansas City, which Bobby produced. Fury also had its Fire subsidiary, which included recordings by Elmore James. Bobby, his labels, and his record store, Bobby's Happy House, would continue successfully through the 1960s and 70s. Bobby would keep his hand in the New York music scene, helping to found hip-hop music in the late 1970s by producing some of the early recordings from Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five. His record shop remained open in Harlem until 2008, when it was only closed down because the building was being demolished. We lost Bobby Robinson, the great visionary, on January 7th, 2011. He was 93 years old. I'm Matt the Cat, and I hope you've enjoyed this week's feature on Red Robin Records. Remember, until next time, soul is a feeling. You'll get that feeling each week as we dig down deep for the best in 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues right here on the Juke in the Back. Let's end the program with a story group from Washington, D.C., the Rainbows. At one time or another, the Rainbows included members such as Marvin Gaye, Don Covey, and Billy Stewart, although none of them are on this record. It was their first of two releases for Red Robin, issued in December of 54, then reissued again on Pilgrim Records in 56, and then Bobby reissued it again on Fire Records in 1960. Here are the Rainbows closing down this week's Juke in the Back with the immortal Mary Lee. I'll catch you on the flip side next time. Bye-bye, everybody.
Mary Lee. Back to me. I want you, my love.
Whiskey and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeintheback.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.